Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are going to listen to Hot Takes and Cold Beers with Chris and Joe. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, "Welcome to Hot Takes and Cold Beers with Chris and Joe, just a couple of longtime buddies from Canton, Ohio, doing what we do best, drinking beer and talking about sports. Each episode will have a specific guest along for the ride as we discuss and deliberate the ongoings in the sports world, along with anything else we can imagine, from movie reviews to our favorite music, and of course, cold beers. Cheers," they say. The website is, and I'm not making this up, anchor.fm/hot-takes-and-cold-beers-with-chris-and-joe. Yep, it's just that easy. Did you get that? Yeah, so that would be my first thing. Also in Apple Podcasts, when you go and click on the website button, it takes you to rss.com, which is interesting because that's not your media host. So I am thoroughly confused about this. But with that, we're going to listen to an episode called The High Ground right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go.
Hot Takes and Cold Beers with your hosts, Chris and Joe.
And anybody? Okay.
How's it going on, everybody? Welcome to Hot Takes and Cold Beers. As always, I'm your host, Joe, and with us is Chris. And that noise you heard at the beginning was Skylar head bobbing to our intro song.
Well, and who was wrestling the microphone right now? It's like, dude, I don't know, maybe position the microphone before you hit record. Just a thought.
Fucking Skylar. Love it, dude. I love it.
Hey, Skylar, all our fans know. He is indeed a male, as Joe was about to say. He is indeed a male. Everybody knows
it. What is going on with that? It's like, seriously, this is where you go, hey, we just started. Hold on. Let's redo this. Get that in place first.
Everybody knows it. We're just making everybody know he is a male. Everybody knows it. We know.
Actually, for the record, I don't know it. This is the first time I've heard your show. Keep that in mind.
Knows it. We know it.
We have to clear it up in case there's like new listeners or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I need to address this.
Skylar has a deep voice. I don't know.
Has some pretty hot takes going on. Hey, since we're diving right into that, let me just. I'm pulling up something. Where is it at? Right here. Okay.
Great show prep. When you go, wait, hold on, let me find it. That reeks of great show prep.
As you guys have heard, on you avid listeners of Hot Takes and Cold Beers, you keep hearing Skylar the male to clear it up. But for those of you who were misinformed, I have data right here that Skylar is a male name. It was
fake news. This is fake news. Everybody knows it. Look it up. It's fake news.
On to the real hard data right here. It is actually a Dutch name brought to New York in the 17th century. It's kind of a variation of the name.
Okay, why is everyone in a cave, including the announcer?
Variation of the name Schuyler, which is actually a Dutch war hero. So what's good?
Hey, Chris, are you Dutch?
I'm not Dutch, buddy. Are you Dutch?
I'm not Dutch, buddy.
I don't know.
This is not... I made it 2 minutes in. And first of all, I didn't understand what you meant. Like, Skylar is a male. I was like, are we talking about... I don't know what we're talking about. That's the whole thing. So here's a better way to open the show. First of all, why do you have the guy announcing like he's in a an arena. Welcome to Hot Takes and Cold Beers. Okay, Chris and Joe. Hey, welcome to the Hot Takes and Cold Beers. I'm Chris, I'm Joe, and I'm Skyler. That way we know, we don't have to explain who's who. They just said that. And then whoever is the official host here, because you got to figure out, somebody is the host and somebody is the color commentary. So let's say it's Chris, and Chris can go, on today's show, we're going to be talking about, and then whatever the heck you guys have on the piece of paper in front of you. The other thing is, you got a lot of music there. So, Chris and Joe, and then like one, two, boom, and you're in. A lot of music there. Also, when I looked at, normally I don't do this, when I looked at your audio levels, they're really, really, like you're almost distorting. So, and this show is all about first impressions. So first things first, get a website. Coolerwebsites.com is where you can buy a domain. Buy hottakesandcoldbeers.com and point it at your website. In Anchor, which you're using Anchor, if you're a regular listener of the show, if you're not, I hate Anchor. Why? Because they do this thing where they say, hey, if you want, I'll submit your show to Apple Podcasts for you. And you go, wow, how nice of them. And especially now that Apple has paid subscriptions coming out in May, the fact that your show is now somewhat controlled in Apple Podcasts by Anchor, you're screwed. Now, it's not unscrewable, but in general, I hate Anchor, and I've yet to really hear a really well-produced show on Anchor because you have to have skin in the game. You have to have some money. So what's interesting about this is it's a sports show, and realize, like it or not, you are up against ESPN. Which means you've got, and they've already got podcasts. They were one of the first networks to really jump in and embrace podcasting. So either A, you got to give them, you got to let people know what's coming up on the show, bare minimum. And then if you want to get into other things, but realize you guys think you're funny, but we don't know you. And there's probably a lot of inside jokes that you guys are going to do that I'm not going to get as a new person. I would also, it almost sounds, I was almost wondering if you guys were like passing a microphone back and forth to each other, because there was a lot of this going on. And that's really distracting. So what you want to do is pretend you're Oprah. You get a microphone. You get a microphone and you get a microphone. Get yourself a Zoom PodTrack P1. Everybody gets their own channel. That will really clean up your audio super quick, because the deal where you have three people in a room and just record it on your phone, nobody in the top 200 is recording on their phone. Yes, it's easy. Sure, it's easy. But is it good? Is it when you are up against other people that sound good? I don't have to listen to things that sound like they're recorded in a tube or a tunnel or a submarine or whatever. So, you know, you've got something. The good things is everything I just mentioned is super fixable. You know, $10 website address. If you want to keep using Anchor, that's fine. Everybody gets a microphone. That's going to cost you a little bit of money. And I would get a portable recorder. That might fix that. That way everybody has their own channel. And that will get your audio. And then just tighten up your intro. You know, Hot Chris. Yeah, Hot Chris and Joe Takes. Yeah, Hot Takes and Cold Beers with Chris and Joe. On today's show, we're going to talk about. And then just go from there. I see where it's an hour long. I'm going to assume you're not doing any editing. That's the other thing. Have something like a Google Doc. If you're recording this remotely, have a Google Doc so you can see what you're going to do and just get to the meat and potatoes, get it organized, and then edit. Edit. Good podcast edit. Why? Because there are movie editors, there are TV editors, there are book editors, there's newspaper editors, and there's magazine editors. And if you think, oh, I don't need to edit, I'm just going to keep it real, you're keeping it real boring, or at least you're keeping the boring parts. So there's something to think about. So like I said, nothing there is super hard to fix, and you'll have a much better first impression. Now, if you would like to be right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see a button right at the top says Get Reviewed, and you can have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Come and join me on my quest to end boring podcasts. Take care, everyone. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. PodcastRodeoShow.com/thanks.